Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Good morning. Hallelujah. Good morning. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, bless the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. God is good. We give honor to God, who is our life. In him we move and breathe and have our being. Oh my God, we give honor to God. Hallelujah. We yield to the authority of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Pray that the Lord allow the Holy Ghost to guide us through this. And that something is there. Be it if it's some million years later, something is there. That would be so kind. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. That's what's important. And to, that you're encouraged. All it takes is one touch, one word, the light come on. And it can be like a boomerang, domino effect. Just keep moving. Just falling, tearing down strongholds. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. God is so good. I tell you, he is just so good. He really wakes us up. He shows us how to do things, make things so easy. The anointing power of, the anointing power of the Holy Ghost. Yes, indeed. Oh, my God. When we stop, we realize what's going on. We just stop. And, Lord, I thank you for helping. For he is our help. He is our hope. He is our trust, our confidence. Yes, he is. So we're going on a little journey in scripture this morning. And I pray, oh my God, I thank God for the opportunity for him using me this morning to bring you hope and letting you know that God is your help through scripture. For faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are a Remnant Ministry service of God called to pray. And some of you may say, well, I thought she prayed, said this is a fifth what? Yes, it is. But when we are praying, and that's communicating with God. Sometimes we just want to hear that prayer and somebody pray for us and we walk away and we're done. But think about this. When you can pray, and you know without a shadow of a doubt who you pray to, know what his promises are to you, that's all the difference in the world. Then you will be able to come into his presence, and you know you're in his presence. You know without a shadow of a doubt you're in the presence of the Lord. You know I'm here. I know my God. He cares for me. He loves me. He hears me when I pray. When we get to that place of absolute confidence, yes, I can pray for you because I have his ear to be invited to come, have permission to come into the council of the Godhead. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What do you mean by that? The Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. All in one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the your Lord, when you have the confidence, you can say, oh, bless the Lord. You know who you're talking about. You're just not repeating scripture. So it's just so important for us to be able to stand solid. Because we've been encouraged. We know who we're talking about. We got it. We got it. When we say, Father, woo! My hands to be. Woo! Father, woo! Woo! He is my help. My Father, woo! Jesus said, when you pray, say, our Father. Father. Oh, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. That's all we want. I'm trying to do in this hour is to encourage and to empower and just open yourself up to God, your Father. Hallelujah. Oh, Father. Woo. And it's in the book. It's in the Bible. The Holy Bible. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, I was shocked. Did you just see, oh yeah, that's the Bible. Oh yeah, that's the Bible. Oh yeah, that's the Bible. And one day, I looked. You know, as far as I can remember, all Bibles said Holy Bible. Well, Jesus, I looked and I'm going, study Bible, apologetic, study Bible, but I don't see a Holy Bible. There are Bibles that it says King James Study Bible, but it doesn't say Holy Bible. So I was like, what in the world is this? Oh, but that's not that. Yes, it is, because it is holy. It's the Word of God. And unfortunately, we have allowed people to very easily remove the sacredness of God's word. This Bible that we so carelessly say has been, it didn't come easy. People died. People died. Great sacrifices have been made for you and I to be able to pick it up. And we'll never forget this. Wherever the name of God is, be careful how you handle it. Oh, that's just so religious. Wherever the name of God is, be careful how you handle it. That's right. The sanctity. Never forget, God has told us, and it's not to be taken lightly. I've seen people throw the Bible on the floor and stand on it and say, it doesn't mean anything if you don't believe what's in here. That's not a good thing. We can find different ways to demonstrate. Because if you at an appointed time, at that time, we forget the authority and the sovereignty of God. And handle your Bible. We say this is the Word of God. So be very cautious how you handle the Word of God. I looked at mine. I have one. Friends of mine bought me a Jewish Bible, a complete Jewish Bible. And I look, my solo Bible has pages folding and this, and it's coming apart, and we're like, oh, Lord, please forgive me. You have to cherish and approach things differently what God made you. Never forget that. Don't let anyone tell you different. And he should be. His name should be recognized as such. Don't let people take the sanctity. That's not your advantage, regardless of what people say. Don't, oh, that's just that, all that religious stuff. Call it what you want. Call it what you want. God made it. Call it what you want. God is holy. Sometimes we need to go back and look up these words. We need to look up sanctification. We need to look up holiness. We need to look up righteousness. We need to look up the name of God. He's not our buddy. He's not all this stuff that becomes your father. He's your king. He's your master. He's your lord. He's sovereign. Majesty on high. Everlasting God. He is the creator of the heavens and the heavens and the earth. He's the one that spoke things into being. After him, there'll be none, if that is even possible. Before him there was none. Great and mighty and awesome in all his ways. He is the one that created the dust and that he formed man out of. He is the one that blew the breath of life into man, and man became a living soul. He is the giver and the receiver of life. He created power. The formula. He set everything in order. And at point, appointed time, the set time, he allowed man to unlock and have understanding of his nature. Bow down and reverence. So that, this is what this hour is about. Opening our minds of understanding that the shadow of God, who is he? And the holy, sacred fire. His written word to us. Sometimes if you just hold it and think about people who will sacrifice or sacrifice, that you and I can really hold it in our hands and know that this is the written word of God. And yet, there are people in this world. And there may be husbands or wives who rebuke, and children who rebuke their parents from having a Bible because of what they don't see in their home. Oh, yes. Thank you, Lord. The word of God, it is holy, and it is righteous. All of it, it's alive, it's alive, it's alive, it's alive, it's alive, it is alive. So I pray that when you pick up the Bible, God give us illumination and wisdom and that knowledge and understanding of His will that we just set in awe and our attitude about the written word. There's help in the written word for you and I. There is hope in the written word for you and I. There is help in the for the Lord. You say for the Lord? Yes. For God so loved the world that He His only begotten Son. Someone in a desperate situation, in a hotel, somewhere, say, let me just see the picture. What else? It can't hurt. And they pick it up. Good God from Zion. They pick it up. Hallelujah. God is Father, Almighty God. And tears begin to flow. Woo! Oh, the relief came. Hallelujah. And they can't get enough. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, God. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good morning to you, my darling sister. God bless you. Hallelujah. God is so good. I tell you the truth. Trust in the Lord. And lean not to your own understanding. Trust. And lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God loves you. And you can. So, now, we're going to do it. We're going into our scripture. You know when we're going, Genesis, the first chapter. And I know some said, not again. Oh, yes. Oh, until it's the clarity, understanding is so. We're pondering this. And that one word, there's one word in here for you that's going to cause you to, what does that mean? Now, I know what this means. I know what that means. Does it mean? Why is she constantly going there? What is it? Feeling your confidence in one thing, saying, God is the creator of the heavens and the earth, and this is what He uttered. Hallelujah! And nothing could restrain God or hold back when God said, think about it. When God wants your resistance, then let go. It's gone. He says, hold tight, this tight. And go. Oh. Oh. And we see that there was none other here. If you read it in the Hebrew, it reads a little different, but it is saying the same thing. Apology. Instead of beginning, inspiration. And I won't go into all of that. Let's just stick with it. Hallelujah. With the flow. Bless the Lord for his written word. Hallelujah. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God created the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening, and the morning were the first day. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. The evening and the morning were the first day. Let's go over to the sixth day. The sixth day. Which I guess we would call that our Friday. But anyway, he doesn't name that day. Hallelujah. The sixth day. And God said, let there be, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. Hallelujah. God said, hallelujah. I had a Bible once that in the Old Testament, hallelujah, the places in my life, and all I wanted to see was what God said. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Met a young lady. She was getting ready to go in church. And she was just standing off. And I said to her, I think she's going to invite her to come in. I'll go. She said, okay. And I went, and she was just gasping. And she didn't want to come into the church because she thought people would laugh at her. Because she wanted to be and wanted to come in. So by that time, two other people came up and we started talking to them and we started to the and she felt like they were in my Bible. I hope she's still happy. Last time I saw she was going to the church. I won't tell the story, and I'd ask her another time. I hope she's so good. I haven't seen her in a while. Started to. Let's read chapter 2, verse 1. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the hosts of them. And on the seventh day, God ended with the wood which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rest from all his work which God created and made. Hallelujah. He looked around at him and calling. Have you ever thought about what the smell and the color and the clarity and how sharp Adam no produce? Oh my God. No pollution. Body perfect. Oh my God. Oh, his mind. Oh, the capacity. Oh God. When God says it's good. Can you imagine the smell of the flowers, the trees? Everything is alive. Everything is alive. Perfect. Balance. Woo! The color of the grass. No weeds, no thorns exist. This. Absolutely under Christ. Oh my God. That's my little rabbit trail. God is good. Oh my God. Hallelujah. And look at the magic. How much love. And God knew. This thing, he knew. Look how we messed up. Oh. Isaiah 43. And he said, why is she doing it? But listen to what God is saying. Think about people that God doesn't speak to. I think about this when I hear that. If he can make us, give us the capacity to hear and to speak, why can't he speak to us? I know there are some people who take things to the extreme and God hadn't said a thing to them. I'm talking about my God to the system. I see in scripture that he spoke to people. Why he wouldn't speak to us now? What makes the day different? Well, just the thought. When you're sitting pondering, you can talk to the Lord about it. If that's the question. Isaiah 43 and 7. Even everyone that is called by my name, which really everyone that is identified with my name, I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. Think of that. We need to read that verse. God has created us. He has made us for his glory. 8. And subtitle in my Bible, I am the Lord. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes, listen, and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together, and let the people and be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses, that they may be justified, or let them hear and say it is true. Now he made us, and he gives us so much liberty. Hallelujah. He didn't make us to be robots. Oh. Don't take your liberty for granted. The free will ace. Don't take it for granted. Ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servants whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God for, neither shall there be after me. I am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior. I have declared, and I have faith, and I have shown when there was no strange God among you. Therefore, ye are my witness, says the Lord, that I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. Amen. Can we just say amen? Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Does that not build your confidence? Hallelujah. It moves all parts of still. It moves. It just moves it out of the way. My God. Hallelujah. It moves doubt and fear, insecure. Oh! I am he. I am the God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In control. Absolutely. God is our help. And when things seem to be going all across, all out of control, all just crazy, we pick up his voice. I like Psalms 46:1. God is our strength, our refuge, strength, a very present help in time of trouble. And you know, these are not just words. This is real. Oh, God. This is true. Oh, Father, we thank you. This is true. This is true. It's realer than real. That we understand. Oh, bless your name. Oh, bless you. We thank you. Hallelujah. Just let it settle in our spirit. Hallelujah. Oh. Oh, the Almighty God is our help. Oh, God. We thank you. You are our help. You love us and you care. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless them all. Hallelujah. Think about it. Hallelujah. Get my glasses. For a person to have so many glasses, sets of glasses. I have glasses all over the house, and then there are times when I look, I can't find a one. Oh Lord, touch my eyes that I miss you. And I like Matthew 7. It says, I don't want to read I don't want to just start talking about it. I want some word to come. That's the Hebrews 4:15-16. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weakness, but was in all parts as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of trouble, in time of need. Hallelujah. We can come boldly. We can come boldly, think about it, with confidence, knowing he hears you, knowing that he cares. Isn't that just a blessing? Listen, Hebrews 13:5-6, let your conduct be without covetousness, be content with such things as you have. For he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we may boldly say, the Lord is my help. I will not fear. What can man do? Hebrews 13:5-6. Think about it. Isn't that just wonderful? Matthew 7:7. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be open. The door will be open. Hallelujah. This confidence, and this is the written word. Hallelujah. 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 Bless the Lord. Let's have something. But you have seen, for you, I'm sorry, 10:14, for you have observed trouble and grief to repay it by your hand. The helpless cometh unto him, to you. You are the helper of the help of the Father. God is the helper of the fatherless. Psalms 27:11. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my help. Do not leave me nor forsake me, O God of my salvation. Psalms 37. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they put their trust in him. Hallelujah. And you know, we read it and say, it's just worry. Where's the comfort? But the first matter of some of the matter is that we need to understand that this is referring to God Almighty. As we read in Genesis, the maker of the heavens and the earth, who has set you in a place of a child of God. And he is your helper. And yes, as I've said so often, we do go through some things. But, here's the but. The greater come after the but. God is with us. And he is in control of it all. He is truly in control. I hope that it's healthy and it's encouraging you and it's lifting you up. I do really ask that you forgive me. I didn't have my glasses and my other glasses, but these here are not working as good as they used to work. But when we think about it, you can read the scriptures. Think about how God is in control. That's the thing that, well, I wanted to share. I just like to research and study different things. And I'll put it down there. And you said, I first I'll share it at one time, A.D. and B.C. B.C. A.D. and C.E. commentary. Do me a favor. The Lord allow you to do it. Look up when it's asked the question, when we begin to read B.C. and A.D. Look it up. And what brought it about. Get a sample. You'll get enough information and it'll explain all of that. And I'm going to stretch out a little and I'm going to stop. I know when the separation came. Finally. The 14th, 15th century. The final separation, because they were saying there's no way that Israel was going to return back, and they weren't going to be the nation. They thought that God, they missed God. So they then said that God, that the church now is the new Israel. It looked real rough over there. It looked like there was no hope over there. It looked impossible. And on yesterday, Bishop Cassidy said, do you realize David waited 3 years for an answer from God? I'm like, no. He said, I'm like, 3 years. I'm challenging you. Stretch out and study and see where man handles and where God handles, and see if you're lining up with God and God's will. And make some places it may make you a little uncomfortable, but we need another truth. We need to see what's of God and what is man. It's a journey. It's a journey and learning, because it's the truth of God that's going to stand. God's will is going to stand. And research Israel. We use scripture that says from the north and south bring forth. And we don't have a clue as to what that it's really saying. That passage is really saying. And I humbly say this. I'm not an authority by no means. And drive on. What were we talking about really? We talk about the drive on. We should be excited. It reinforces the fact that our God is a promise. I don't care how long it takes, even if it's almost 2,000 years. Our God, our boss senator, woo, is a promise people. If he said it, it shall come to pass. I mean, to me, the church should have, God, our God, hallelujah, I see God, thank you, and bless your name. Oh, God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Tell a nation that was a nation, that was no longer a nation, become a nation. And one day, Jesus, God spoke it. God said it would be done. Oh, God. Ooh. Our God is a promise people. He is God. And he's God all by himself. Don't be fearful. Don't be impatient. Where you are now, be grateful. I'm speaking to me, all of us, where we are now. Just be grateful. Hold on. And you say, well, you don't know what I'm going. No, I don't. No, I don't. And I'm not taking anything for granted. I'm not taking it because I know some people can be going through some holy riches. The Lord is our shepherd. He's our protector. Oh, God, our provider. God, that's what we ask. That wherever we are, that you bring sense, that you turn situations around. take it anymore. Oh, step into the situation like that. Show them that you care. Hey, Lord God Almighty. Oh, God. Oh, God, oh, God. Show them that you're not a figment of someone's imagination. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Show them that they can trust you. Show them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Help, Lord. With you alone. You alone. None of us can help you. You are our help. And you're the very present help. In the cast. Help, Lord. Make the crooked way straight. And you do bring water. Oh God, our God, when we say Father, we know without a shadow of doubt who we are and that He's not God. We are our God. Thank you for closing doors that no man can open. No. Thank you. Open it. Thank you. No way. And thank you for the integrity. Hallelujah. The integrity. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. God loves you. God loves you. You're special. You're special. And if you don't know, or you're sending a bad commitment to say, ask, repent, ask Him to forgive you. And name those offenses. You don't have to do it in public, it's personal. Name them. Call them out to God. God, call them out to you. Ask Him to cleanse. Let Him know how you speak. Just have a personal moment with God. Let them know. You try to do it. And come back if you walk down that you walk down. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, knowledge. We don't know what tomorrow will bring, but we know we've been restored. Here, Father, may the love of God flow through you. Hallelujah, ask His Holy Spirit flow through you. Love your God. And if you're in a passion, it's just the scholarship, the contrition in the faith. Confess to God. Lift yourself. Confess your fault and my sin. Sometimes, and that is true, there are times that things are so personal. We have to thank God for Him as our son. That God is with you, that He is Father. Some of us don't know, and some of us have been in the church all our lives. And we don't know. We don't know. We have an illusion. Talk to God about it. Ask Him to share and build your confidence in Him. Thank you for the measure of faith that you have given. Let us feel new confidence. I pray that the Father leads you and guides you. Leads you to the right path. He will teach you the ways of God and what is expected of you. And that you will have a hunger and a thirst for God. This is it. You'll have a hunger and a thirst for God. But only God will satisfy. That you will not be deceived. Hallelujah. It's closing time. Excuse me. I so enjoyed you, and I hope something was said to encourage you along the way. I will close the scripture. Yes. Numbers 6, 24th chapter to the 26th. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing whole. Jude, our benediction now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and in our and our redeemer. Seal it all in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we ask God to receive it and hear. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. God loves you. Until the next time. Amen.